Obzornik. Današnji kulturni obzornik se je na poti do vaših radijskih sprejemnikov obiral v Avstraliji, se skalil v Estoniji in bil naposled posnet pozno ponoči v podhodu garažne hiše nasproti kinoteke. Tja smo se v iskanju tihega kotička zatekli za avstralsko animatorko Millie Jenkin, potem ko smo se v programskem sklopu Mladi talenti Evrope na jubilejni 20. animateki ogledali njen kratek animirani film The Eastern Rain. Nasledi folklornim pripovedim, njihovim odmevom in šepetom se je umetnica odpravila na študij animacije v Tallinn.
The whole reason I wanted to go to Estonia was because it had this kind of folkloric vibe. And growing up in Australia, I always associated Estonia with kind of Grimm's fairy tales and this like forest culture and people absorbing themselves in the nature and passing down stories this way. I wanted to live in Estonia and make a film that felt folkloric, but wasn't depicting any exact story, but more kind of creating my own kind of folk tale.
Njena pripoved se razteza čez gozdove, dvorišča, marine in polja, ki jim gledalka obotavljajoče pripiše skupno lokacijo. Drevesa, avtomobili, stoli in ljudje se stežka iztrgajo iz ozadja, ki se v ospredje prebija s pastoznimi nanosi oljne barve na steklu. Obdajajo jih lupine njihovih domov, avtomobilov in dvoriščnih ograj. Kjerkoli poiščejo streho nad glavo, se vlije dež, ki jih prežene nazaj na prosto.
Offering shelter. So if it doesn't offer shelter, then where do we seek shelter? Which is why the characters are trying to fall inside of each other, because they're trying to find shelter inside of a conversation. But then there's different layers of like how the conversation lets you in and pushes you back out. The house lets you in, but then it's raining, so it pushes you back out. And then kind of like this schoolyard, churchyard that it begins in, again, it's kind of trying to hold them there, but they don't stay. The kind of figures, they leave, but then this metaphor of the bell comes in, which is like the communal voice that's always calling them back. But when they finally return, like, and then when they return to the house, it's almost their room.
Figuri, ki se srečata na ulici, si ne podata rok ali izmenjata vljudnostnega kimljaja. Tamveč se konturi njunih teles združita v eno bris in se razlezeta proti robovom kadra in nazaj proti točki srečanja. Drevesi se zlijeta v en sam grm, golob se v dlaneh, ki mu palca zarineta v prsi, spremenil gmoto podobno surovi glini.
Before making the film, I was living in England without any house. I was just kind of like floating and couch surfing, and because I'm quite an anxious person, it triggered a lot of social anxiety, but that also triggered this kind of rich internal world. So I just liked this idea of, throughout the 3 years of making the film, putting myself into uncomfortable interactions on purpose, and then this kind of fearful joy in escaping inside the film and escaping deeper inside yourself.
Okolica se zliva v notranjost likov in nazaj ven, ko se ti zatekajo pod kapi, ki ne držijo vode. Njihova ciklična premikanja zavrnejo iztek proti enemu izmed kotov v dramaturškem trikotniku in ponudijo drugačne možnosti vstopa.
So like the way I was kind of thinking about is like, if I could meet the characters, then I could understand where they would live. And if I understood where they lived, then I'd understand the conflicts that arose and how they would kind of navigate with it. So like you could pick up the film at any point and just kind of enter this pause of a space for a moment, but not really be told anything. It's more like just catching a moment in a way.
Značaj prostora filma izhaja iz zlitja avtoričinih spominov na mnoga vstopanja v nova okolja v času njenega otroštva.
When I was a child, I went to 8 different schools. And then my memories of the schools bleed together, but there's a strong kind of sense of color that comes out of these places. So another starting point for the film was also like reflecting on the feeling of these memories in these different schools. But then again, when the film finished, it didn't really look like a schoolyard. Like people saw other places. But I think a lot of the emotion does connect back to those like memories. And I think the place comes from there. I think because I've lived in so many places, it never fully looks like one place anyways.
Zvok dežja, ki je bil izhodiščni mehanizem pripovedi, se preplete z zvonenjem, ki prihaja iz cerkvenih in šolskih dvorišč. Nihaj zvonov napnejo atmosfero. Polzenje rožnatih, vijoličnih, rjavkastih in oranžnih odtenkov po spolskem terenu prekinjajo prizori, narejeni z ogljem na polprosojnem papirju.
Over the course of the degree, I was experimenting with many materials. I found like each material had its own voice and it has to move a certain way. And certain, like it changes the way an idea surfaces depending on what material you use. So it's like, I also made a film with sand at the same time of making this film. And I felt differently with each material that I was using. And I guess, I think because the film had this duality, having two materials, the charcoal and the oil paint, in the end I felt like it kind of fitted better together than if they were apart. And I think oil paint's still my biggest fascination because I like the way it feels. Like I like to talk through paint a lot.
Kako pa se podobe zvrstijo v premik? Autorica pojasni, kako načrtuje prizore in jih zvrne v gibanje.
The movement grows inside your mind in a way, because like I collect a lot of imagery that triggers this, the world that I wanted to reconstruct. And then I sketch a lot constantly. I always have sketchbooks on the go. And sometimes if it's like a tricky scene, I'll thumbnail it out and test it. But then it's also like by playing it back as I'm animating, then I start to understand more how the movement unfolds. And I'm constantly playing it back also in my mind, before, during and after, and allowing it to change, but also like just feeling the way that the paint naturally wants to go.
Jenken deluje tudi kot slikarka. Medtem ko se barva na slikarskem platnu zgošča v eno končno podobo, so kompozicije na steklu bolj mimobežne.
Every frame you have to destroy it to create the new one, and from the deconstruction of it, it's like the new frame surfaces between the layers because it's all just done on the one A3 surface. And I think because I always love the process more than the end result, so the fact of just being able to constantly keep destroying and finding new things below it was just really kind of cathartic to me in a way. But I think also like the nice thing, like when you make a painting, like it just feels right, you know when it ends. I think this is the same approach I was trying to apply to the film. It's like, I'll just know when it ends, which is kind of what happened.
Delovna procesa pa se neprestano prepletata.
It's very important to make the film while making this body of paintings next to it, because I would jump between the two quite often actually. And I would find things inside the paintings and then I would animate and I would find a different way of painting inside the animation. And then I would come back and I would repaint over the other paintings. And it's just kind of this very instinctual thing of like, when to stop each one and when to work on each one as well. And I feel like it's just nice, like each like surface is a different beacon. So it's just nice to test what's going to come out of that. And maybe it doesn't work, but maybe it also doesn't matter if it doesn't work, because it's just about exploring different processes.
Zmiljenken je vedrila Lucija. Kulturni obzorni.